In the pursuit of fashion, we often overlook the potential health hazards lurking in our closets. Recent revelations by the Center for Environmental Health have shed light on a concerning issue: the presence of bisphenol A, or BPA, in clothing. While BPA is commonly associated with plastics, its infiltration into our clothing poses a new set of risks to include hormonal imbalances in women. On today's show, I'll share the dangers of BPA in clothing and explore its adverse effects on health and three ways that you can protect you and your family. So, friend, if you're ready to shed light on the hidden dangers of clothing in your closet, then grab a notebook and pen and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to Integrative Medicine for Energy and Health. Are you struggling with low energy, excessive weight, chronic fatigue, imbalanced hormones, or body aches and pains that are robbing you of enjoying life? If you're ready to take the guesswork out of living a healthier life, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Rakesia. I'm a mom, honorably retired Air Force veteran, award-winning author, social worker, and Christian alternative medicine provider. For years, I tried improving my health through conventional medicine and nothing worked until I finally found a simple strategy that was easy and fun. This podcast will provide you with natural ways to increase energy, lose weight, regulate hormones, and improve your mood. If you're ready to live, look, and feel better, grab your favorite cup of herbal tea and let's jump in. Did you know that I have a monthly online health coaching accountability program for women just like you? Women who want to increase energy, lose weight, and balance hormones using alternative medicine. Women are experiencing positive and dramatic results and are looking, living, and feeling better. Visit my website at rakesiamcmillan.com for a free consultation. You'll also find the link in today's show notes. A few weeks ago, I was in the store looking for socks to purchase for a family member. And so I found a pair of socks, and one of the things that I always do is I look to see what type of material the socks are made out of. And I was shocked to see a red tag on the socks that read, "These socks contain bisphenol A, or BPA, which is shown to be hazardous or harmful to health." Now, as a health coach, as you can imagine, all of my alarms went off and I thought, oh my goodness, people are purchasing these socks, they're wearing them, and they could be making them sick. And then I wondered, what other clothes contain BPA? So I began an investigation, and what I found was alarming. And so I had to do a show on it to bring awareness to the clothing that we're wearing, because unknowingly, it could be the cause of many underlying health issues that women are simply unaware of. Now, in the past, I've done a show on BPA in plastic water bottles, which is episode 161, where I shared how BPA causes hormonal imbalances in women due to plastic water bottles. And this is the first time that I've addressed BPA in clothing. And so I want to start out by helping you to understand what bisphenol A or BPA is, because understanding BPA is crucial. And so BPA is a chemical that's commonly used in plastics, including polyester, and it helps to enhance clarity and strength. And BPA acts as an endocrine disrupting chemical, and this is important because it mimics hormones in the body, and this causes disruptions in our normal function. And much of the research shows that BPA is linked to developmental harm. It delays puberty, as well as causes anxiety, depression, hyperactivity, and even the development of breast and prostate cancer. BPA is a synthetic chemical that is made by petrochemical companies. Chemicals like benzene as well as propylene are synthesized to make phenyl and acetone, which are the common components of BPA. Now, when it comes to exposure to BPA, typically this occurs through ingestion, meaning by what we eat as well as what we drink. So BPA is found in plastic water bottles, it's found in food can linings, as well as food containers, and can even be absorbed through the skin by way of paper receipts. So those receipts that you get at the grocery store or a retail store, the ink actually contains BPA. And I write about this in detail in my book, Rock Your World Naturally, 7 Divine Keys to Unlock Extraordinary Health, if you'd like to know more about BPA exposure and paper receipts. Now, when it comes to clothing, the primary pathway of exposure is absorption through our skin. There are many studies that show that BPA can be absorbed through our skin and end up in our bloodstream after handling paper receipts for a few seconds or even a few minutes at a time. Now, when it comes to clothing, if clothing is worn for hours at a time, this is very concerning because of the high levels of BPA that has been found in clothing, particularly in the socks that we're wearing. Now, this is dangerous because BPA is what is known as a hormone-disrupting chemical. And hormones are our body's chemical messengers. They're responsible for regulating normal functions like our digestion, sweating, sleeping, and many other things. And hormone-disrupting or endocrine-disrupting chemicals that interfere with the normal function of the body and sending those messages and those signals, what happens is that they begin to mimic or block hormonal receptors. And because BPA mimics hormones like estrogen, it disrupts the body's hormone signaling and it alters our body's actual system. And what this does is that BPA negatively begins to impact the digestion. It begins to negatively impact your body's ability to detoxify, as well as creates irregular sleeping patterns so that you can't sleep. And so these are just a few of the things that BPA causes within the body. Now, within the past 4 years, BPA in clothing has become a major health concern. And I want to share a report that was completed by the Center for Environmental Health. So in the fall of 2021, the Center for Environmental Health took a major step by sending legal notices to around 100 sock brands after discovering alarming levels of bisphenol A or BPA. The test revealed that these socks could expose individuals to up to 31 times the legal limit under California law. And so this report was done in the state of California. However, it is something that we must take note of in all of our states. And so when this report was completed, this led to a major series of actions urging major companies like Adidas, Hanes, and Columbia to eliminate all bisphenol, including BPA, from their sock production. The Center for Environmental Health extended beyond socks, and they also uncovered toxic levels of BPA in sports bras, as well as athletic shirts with similar polyester and spandex blends. What they found was 8 sports bra brands and 6 athletic shirt brands were found to expose people to up to 22 times the safe limit of BPA. The Center for Environmental Health responded by sending legal notices to 14 companies, emphasizing the importance of making clothing safe for wear. And so just being so grateful to the Center for Environmental Health for taking the action that they did concerning BPA that was found in clothing. And so as you are listening to the show, I want you to begin to think about the clothing that you're wearing. How can you protect yourself? What measures that do you need to take to protect you and your family? Well, I'm going to give you 3 ways that you can protect your health as well as eliminate your exposure to BPA in clothing. The first thing is that we must choose wisely. You want to choose socks as well as clothing that are made from natural fibers like cotton or wool instead of polyester blends that like spandex. And so as I was sharing earlier how one of the first things that I take a look at when I'm purchasing socks, even clothing, is what type of material they are made out of. And so we want to be able to make those wise choices in the clothing that we're wearing. And even as I started making the transition, some of the things that I looked at, like the leggings that I was wearing, they had a lot of polyester and spandex material. So I changed to 100% cotton leggings. And so I just want to encourage you to begin to do the same thing. Begin to take an inventory in your closet, because the clothes that you're wearing could very well be one of the main reasons why your hormones are imbalanced. So you want to check your labels on your sportswear, your jeans, your shirts, even your house slippers, your shoes even. Taking a look at all of the materials and just begin to slowly transition. That this is not something that's going to happen overnight, but slowly start making that transition by removing and eliminating your exposure to BPA in your clothing, not only for you, but for your children as well, because there are a lot of socks that are made for babies as well as children that contain high levels of BPA that could create developmental issues within your children. The second thing that you want to do is that you want to educate yourself, which ties into choosing wisely. Be aware of the materials that are used in your active wear, and you want to avoid those with BPA content. Please take time to read the labels on the clothes that you are purchasing. And in today's show notes, I'm actually going to leave a couple of links for you that were created by the Center for Environmental Health. And I want you to be aware of brands that contain high levels of BPA. And I'm also going to leave a link that has the list of athletic shirts and sports bras with high levels of BPA for you to educate yourself to see if what is in your closet could contain those high levels of BPA. The third thing to do is to take action. One of the main things is by signing a petition urging companies to prioritize the removal of BPA from their clothing lines. And these petitions serve as a collective voice to pressurize companies into adopting safer manufacturing practices. And so, in addition to the list of brands with high levels of BPA, as well as the list of athletic shirts and sports bras with high levels of BPA, I'm also going to place a link in today's show notes so that you can sign a petition to activewear CEOs to take BPA out of sports bras, athletic shirts, shorts, as well as leggings. And for those of you that have been following me for a while, you know that I am all about taking action when it comes to voting on certain health issues such as this one. Let your voice be heard. Let your voice be known by signing the petition and by clicking on the link in today's show notes. So if you are planning on cleaning up your wardrobe and removing clothes that contain BPA, or if you are going to commit to sign the petition, let me know about it by answering my interactive survey or by leaving me a voice message via Spotify. If there's a health topic that you'd like to hear about on the show, you can send me an email by clicking on the Contact Me link in today's show notes. Be sure to share, leave a review, or subscribe to the show to receive notifications on all of the latest content. So let's wrap it all up. As we navigate the risks associated with BPA in clothing, collective action is key. By staying informed, making conscious choices, and advocating for change, we can contribute to a safer and a healthier future. I'll leave you with Proverbs 31, verse number 22. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may want to have more energy and improve their health naturally? Also, I would love it if you could leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It blesses me tremendously to know that this podcast is helping you. Alrighty then, it's time to go make a protein shake and go for a hike. No more days of feeling tired and drained. I'll see you in a few days for another episode. God bless.